escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
I mean, that would be like calling a radio show Klein Alley Show. It's just pick a name and go with it. Don't confuse people with multiple names. Then it's going to be a giant fail.
Oh, 818 said that sound that Omar played was Klein reacting to seeing a cockroach.
Oh, is that what that was? I don't remember.
Which makes it even funnier that was the reaction.
Was that Lionel Roachy that was here, or was that Papa Roach? We had multiple roaches in the K-Rock studio. That may have been my reaction to Lionel Roachy. That was the biggest one. Well, anyway, good morning and welcome to K-Rock. We still have roaches here, in case you're wondering if that problem was ever solved. It was not.
No, I think the construction actually made them stronger.
Stronger, more powerful, and more prevalent. We got a lot to get to this hour on the show. El Cheapo will let you know what crime she committed. She did commit legitimate theft from a major store, and apparently other people, your disciples, I don't know what you call your El Cheapo crew, but they claim that every once in a while you got to accidentally steal something to feel like you got one up on the man.
There is such a thing as justified theft, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up later this hour on the show. And a little round to meet the neighbors to get to as we find out what's happening in your neighborhood and ours. Are you currently in a neighbor beef, a neighbor feud? Or maybe there's something interesting or funny or a mystery unraveling on your street. We'd love to hear from you as we meet the neighbors together. 800-520-1067 to join the show. And apparently we have an intervention to get to this hour as well. Yikes. This is K-Rock. What the hell's going on at the house next door to you? It's time for that once a week trip around the block to meet the neighbors, because there's so many apps where you can constantly rat each other out, try to figure out what the mystery sound is, the mystery smell, or who stole something from your front yard. It always seems like mysteries that need to be solved. I remember one of the early Meet the Neighbors we did, Allie, was a woman that was unloading groceries from her car. And when she went back out to take the last bag, the bag had vanished. It was gone.
Cool.
She was trying to figure out which neighbor, if anyone had footage from their Ring camera to catch who stole the other bag of groceries. And then the follow-up post was 3 days later, and it was her saying that she realized that she had brought in the bag.
It was her.
Yeah. It was her all along. A mystery solved. It's time for us to meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors. That's what you gotta do. Say hello, shake a hand, share a smile, and make a friend. Meet the neighbors. Their dog just crapped in your yard.
What a beautiful song, written and recorded by Allie's real-life neighbor, Ray. And there's so much happening. We all live in different parts of Southern California. Vanessa's in Long Beach. Johnny, I don't even know where Johnny is anymore. He's like couch surfing from place to place. Johnny, where do you sleep most nights of the week? I don't even know anymore. Are you at your friend's place, or are you still with your mom?
No, I told you. Remember, I moved out with my friends. I live in Tarzana now.
Oh, you're in Tarzana now. Deep Valley.
Oh, I didn't know you moved out.
And you got Allie all the way.
You don't know where I live.
Nope, I do not know where you live either.
All the way.
Agora Hill. I know where you live. I know. You live right by Tudo's Pizza. I know where everyone lives as pertaining to the closest pizza place. Omar's Rancho Cucamonga, and Jake lives in a shack in Burbank. So everyone, we're all over the place, and as a result, it's important for us to see what's happening in our own neighborhoods and share them with you. Sometimes mysteries. Allie, what's happening wherever you live?
Well, I have a couple. There's one guy who wants any... There's a lot of recommendations on my feed these days. It's all... It's become like kind of a backdoor Yelp, you know? But there's somebody who wanted recommendations. Are there any local gambling addiction programs or addiction psychiatrists that anyone can recommend? Not for me, but a friend of mine needs help and could use some advice.
Yeah, right.
Thanks in advance.
Definitely for that person.
You know what's great is that somebody recommended, I hear on the radio all the time that there are gambling addiction places and a disclaimer at the bottom of every, or at the end of every radio spot advertising for Gamblers Anonymous. I would call that number.
Mm-hmm.
But, I did want to share another post because this is from a woman who just, I think sometimes they have very unrealistic expectations of what these apps can provide. So this woman said, her name's Linda. I'm looking for someone on weekdays who can help wake my two kids up in the morning, get them ready for school, and bring them to school. You can bring them either to school directly or to the bus stop, which is 5 minutes from our house.
She's onto something. I would love a service like that.
We need someone to arrive at our house at 7:25 a.m. and leave our house at 8 a.m. and be done with work by 8:10 a.m. Any recommendations?
45 minutes a morning? Who's she going to find to do that?
There's a lot of these recommendations have so many responses, and this one has two, and they're like, so this workday is 45 minutes long.
Well, maybe you're looking for a little side hustle on the way to your real job. You should go help get some bratty kids dressed and ready to go to school.
Yeah, but unless somebody lives right around the corner, that is so not worth it for so many people now, right? Also, I mean, if you're asking for, like, say, $100 or $200 for that 45 minutes, maybe.
But also, think about it. Doing a job for 45 minutes, for the most part, seems very doable.
Yeah, but this is a hard job.
Right, when it's getting two kids out, dressed, and ready for school, that is, and then they're not even your own kids, that is full.
I know.
Luck.
And one other mom was like, I hate this job too.
I think every single parent on the planet would be like, that's a great service. We should have that.
I would love to hire somebody for the last hour.
There is.
Get my kid ready for bed.
There is a man who is looking for a chicken sitter in West Toluca Lake. And he needs a chicken sitter between June 17th and the 26th. And he says, guys, I somehow lost the number of the lady who used to help watch my chickens when I'm out of town. So I'm putting a post here. I'm in West Toluca Lake, and chickens only need to have their food and water given to them once daily. I have someone else coming at night for them. Bonus, you may keep any eggs you find.
Cool.
Now, the first response is...
You find?
Yeah, which is... It won't be that hard to find
them. What, is it an Easter egg hunt?
The first response is, hi, I've taken care of cats and dogs. Chickens would be new for me, but I'm sure I can learn. To which...
Yeah, you can learn because all you have to do is throw food at them and walk away.
Yeah, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't think you need somebody morning and night to hang out with chickens, right?
Someone else said, I'm happy to watch your chickens. I'll even bring honey mustard and barbecue sauce.
Delicious.
Now, the guy did not like that at all. He wrote back, no thank you. Comment not necessary and rude. The chickens are not for eating. They're for laying.
Oh, man.
That's a big bird, man.
That's right. Well said. Meanwhile, a lot of people say, I've never done this before, but I would be open to helping out.
Yeah, because people want to poach the chickens.
Oh, that's why?
Totally. Everyone wants their own chickens, but they don't want to deal with the headache of actually having a dirty coop in their yard.
Well,
so,
if you're looking for a side hustle at the end of June in West Toluca Lake, Christopher is looking for someone to watch his chickens.
And if you don't want to do that, you can pick up Linda's kids and bring them to school.
So there you have it. A couple of job offers waiting for you in this round of Meet the Neighbors. When we come back, you will not want to miss it. El Cheapo has committed a crime. A crime against humanity and a crime against fashion was not enough. So she's committed another crime. We'll find out what it is, where she stole from, and everyone else who would like to brag about their stealing. What do you call this? Stealing of convenience?
Justified theft.
Justified theft. You stole, but you don't feel bad about it. We will hear your stories next at 800-520-1067. That is after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Thrifty Thursday means that El Cheapo will be sharing with you something that she did, something that she should not be proud of, but for some reason she is, because she's always about saving a buck or two, and we've learned just this week alone how little you value your own time when it comes to LAX. You will park at a defunct hotel, then walk to sneak onto a shuttle that's a 10-minute walk away because you don't actually have a shuttle with where you park. But you say it's all worth it because you paid $20 to park for 3 days kind of near the airport.
25. It would have been a 70-minute walk, but I decided to take the shuttle. 70. Make things easy
on
myself.
Soak that in for just a moment, that Allie, with a young child, was prepared to walk 70 minutes from her parking spot to the airport to save $50 on parking.
If I had turned that into a stroller run, would have been a great exercise.
So anyway, I
have found different ways to save money, and I also was able to save some money at Target because didn't pay for something.
Now, you could be banned. I'm going to warn you because I know you're going to tell the story on the radio, and I saw you posted something on Instagram yesterday. They will ban people. They do keep a list of people that are banned from their stores.
Whatever, they'll keep coming back to me.
So hardcore.
And the last time you were there, the last time you shared a story about Target, it was when you you injured that poor man's car, when you ran into that guy's car.
I didn't injure a man's car. He hit me with his car.
In the parking lot.
Yes, while I was about to run into Target to return something.
Yeah, you wrecked it.
Yeah, you wrecked that man's car.
I didn't wreck his car.
She totaled it. Totaled the guy's car.
I did not. He's fine.
Everybody went off everything.
So we'll take your calls. Already people on the phone that would like to share with us their times that they stole, but they stole for the right reasons. It's time for El Cheapo.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
I don't know if you know this, but at Target, they have changed their self-checkout process, and you can only check out through self-checkout if you have 10 items or less, which I did. I walked up, and I bought a few things, one of which was a kind of shake bottle. It was like to put protein shakes in. So I try to scan it, and it's not finding the barcode, and I'm like, hey, Target, self-checkout, get your ass together, scan my item. Tried three different times, wasn't working. Finally, I made the effort to pick up that little hand scanner thing, scan it.
Why don't you type in the barcode? That's the effort.
No,
come on.
Come on, I'm not going to do that. So I scan it with the little gun, and then the item comes up. But then it asks me some kind of question about how I'm paying, because at these self-checkouts now, they don't take cash. You can only pay by card. So I press OK. Set my item down, and then I look, and my total is zero. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to move on. So I kept scanning all my other items, and that bottle was $16, but I got it for free because if it doesn't scan after three times, Klein, you get it for free.
Oh, so that's one of your... Allie does have a lot of rules about things, like if it's Tuesday, it's free.
No, it's not just...
It's in the Target bylaws.
It is. Jake's right.
Or like if you can fit it in the top little shelf of the cart, it's free. Or if you finish it before you get to the register.
Fit it in your pocket, it's free.
But I've heard your things. If you're walking around the store snacking and you're able to finish the entire thing before you get to the front.
It's a lot of grapes, but if you can get through it,
it's free.
They're free.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you are trying to make an effort to pay for something, which I was prepared to spend $16 on this stupid thing, which they should be lucky I'm even in-store shopping anymore. Nobody is doing that.
They should be lucky.
Okay, so if you are going to get my money, make it easy for you to take my money.
If you're not
going to make things scannable, then what am I going to do? I'm being put in a position where this is justified stealing. You can't get your ass together. That bottle is now free.
Don't they have that person that stands by the self-checkouts, that one rogue person that's there to help all the people that can't figure out the system?
Her back was turned.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear some like-minded people that have something that Allie would consider to be acceptable stealing. It was theft. She knew. It's not like she got home afterwards and realized, oh, man, I messed up. I didn't pay for this. I get it. You're not going to probably get in your car, drive back, turn yourself in.
No. Wouldn't you do the same thing? If you were trying to scan something and then it was like boop and just $0, you just move on with your life. That is God giving you an opportunity. Yeah, it
badooped. When it badoops, you're cool.
It badooped and didn't give me any kind of price for it.
Let me say hi to Rocio on K-Rock, who has her own definition of what is acceptable stealing. Go ahead. You're on with the great El Cheapo on a Thrifty Thursday. What's up?
Good morning, party people.
Hey.
So my mom, whenever she goes to Macy's, she brings her little coupons and I check out. She tries to use them. And whenever the cashiers are rude or they just don't want to accept the coupon, she just treats herself. And like on the way out, she'll just take something.
Oh, see, that's a great policy too.
Hold on. If she feels that the person was rude to her, she will grab a thing and just walk out with it.
Well, yeah, because she's just like, it's not their money. It's not like they're putting in the money or something. Like, if she wasn't rude, I wouldn't have to take something.
Do you think she gets annoyed when they're nice to her? And she's like, damn, I can't take something today.
You know, but I didn't say thank you, so I'm going to take
this. Yeah, or does she find a reason that they're always rude?
Well, I don't know if you guys been to Macy's. Like, at the checkout, they have little chocolates.
Yeah.
We've never paid for a chocolate, ever. I've never paid for a chocolate, but we always walk out with one.
What are they? They're for sale by the register?
Yeah, they're for women that have been shopping all day and just need a little something.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's why.
She's like, no shame. She just gets it in front of the people and walks away.
Does she eat it in front of them, or she just takes it and puts it in her bag?
But she just takes it and walks away, and then just gives it to us at the end.
Honestly, I don't think the people that work there really care either, they're not happy that they work there. Macy's has kind of been going downhill for a while, so I feel a little bad that she's stealing constantly from them, because I think she's contributing to their downfall, but still, they're doing it to themselves. They're a big company. They're supposed to do this right.
The only acceptable stealing that I did, we'll take these calls at 800-520-1067, and this was something I didn't even know, but this is when my kid was really young, and they were just grabbing everything, and I was killing time walking around one of those Hudson Newses at the airport before going to a plane, and then I realized when we were like pretty much on the plane that all of a sudden I had a pair of brand new headphones in my possession that were not mine. And they were still like wrapped. They were still in the packaging. And I realized my kid just, as I was holding her, not really looking, you know, she just grabbed them off the rack and just was holding them in her hands.
Cool.
And that's, if you could train a baby to do that, you are set.
Well, I remember when my kid was born, when we went shopping, my mom would like, you know, test out little toys on him to see if he liked it. And she would put it in his stroller for him to play with while we shopped. And after a while, that would just become his.
Right. But your mom knew what she was doing, because we talked to her about that. And she said she was well aware that thievery was taking place. And people always come up with a reason to explain it away in their own brain to make it seem like, I'm not a terrible person. Allie doesn't believe she stole from Target.
Wasn't there a time where the throw coat overpaid? She felt like she overpaid for a crock pot. And then she went back the following day just to, like, you know, quote unquote, even things out, and she stole something?
Yeah, she stole a shower tote.
Oh,
because
right.
She also thought it was ridiculously overpriced, and it was. And she was like, this crock pot was way overpriced. The shower tote's overpriced, I'm just going to treat myself.
It's priced at what they decided it's worth, and she paid for it.
Well, they decided wrong. It's not worth that much.
Jess, we're talking about acceptable stealing. Whoa. Is that a velociraptor on the phone? Hold on. Hello?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Hi.
Do you need help?
What is that? What's going on at your place? What is that?
Oh, I'm working. I work at a tire shop.
Oh.
I work at Jurassic Park.
All right. What is your acceptable stealing story on this Thrifty Thursday?
So, for Mother's Day, we went to Home Depot, bought some little $3 plants, and, you know, self-checkout was the first register we found. So, maybe four of them were paid for. And two were not.
you scan some, but not all. Well, that's why
a
lot of these places are getting rid. It's a great one, but you know you're stealing though. You feel like
but you have to think about what the video thinks. The little video stream that's picking you up and watching you check out. Like, I scanned that item according to the video surveillance. According to her, she's got a group of plants. They don't know how many she has. They don't know how many she's scanning. They just know she's got a bunch and she charged a fair amount of them.
By the way, that move doesn't work anywhere. Like now. Like Lowe's, I know this for a fact because I try to do that move. They put little sensors on each item. So the little self-checkout knows how many items you have, and it'll let you know, hey, you didn't check out all the items you have in your basket.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Let me say hi to another one of Allie's people right here. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Hello.
Well, hello, Klein. I've been guilty of the stealing.
Is this PhD? PhD?
Hell yeah, the one and only. I'm laying here in my bed wearing the pantyhose right now.
Okay, and you are one of Allie's people. Explain why you believe what you steal is not really stealing.
Because I'm really hungry sometimes, Klein.
So, by your rationale, if you're hungry enough, you can just take whatever you want and eat it.
Well, you can't be caught because you'll go to the jail, and I can't go to the jail, Klein. They don't want me there.
No, I know, but give me an example of the last time you stole something because you were hungry.
Okay, I went into this grocery store. I'm not going to say which one because it could have me banned or arrested, but I went in there starving like a gypsy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This could be a problematic phrase.
He's going to be one of those controversial comedians.
Yeah. very edgy stuff. Go ahead, back to your story.
No, I was just wondering the last time Allie even wore pantyhose.
Whoa, we're getting way off subject.
Back to my story, I went in there and I got something, you know. They made me a sandwich and I walked out with it.
And okay. Did they catch you?
No one catches me. I've been stealing a lot, like thousands of dollars worth. The police were after me, I think.
All right, there he goes.
That's wait, you went to the deli and had him make it, and then you walked out with it?
Is that correct, the pantyhose, Greg?
Correct what? What did that little runt say, that runt? Jake, what's his name?
He doesn't like Jake.
I am your manager. Yeah,
you, Jake, he fired you, Jake.
Address me properly.
You're his former manager. He's no. a little runt.
Verbal contract.
At least you're getting small person insults now.
I didn't realize we would hear Gypsy and Lil Runt in the same call from Pantyhose Greg. Paul, you're on K-Rock. Acceptable stealing. It's El Cheapo's question this week. Go ahead.
How's it going, Sweet Divots, everybody?
Sweet Divots.
So I don't really do it, but my friends do it. They'll take something, they'll take the sticker off the something that's cheap, and they'll put it on something expensive and use an old sticker.
Yeah, it's not as easy to pull that trick off anymore either, but for a while.
You know where you can do it, though, is if they have a red tag sale and it's just a red sticker, a big red sticker that says clearance $5.99. Right. Those are really easy to take off and put on other things.
I knew a guy at one point that had one of those pricing guns.
Cool!
And he would just walk into stores and just slap his own price tags on stuff. It did, like, over whatever was there. And a lot of times people at the register, as you said, they don't really care. They're just like, that's weird. This was marked down from $80 to $4. Right. But all right, whatever.
I didn't know we had blue stickers, but
All right. What did Joanna, we go to you next on this Thrifty Thursday. What's up?
Okay, so I went to the store, and I went to go buy something, and my total was like eight some change, and so I gave the guy back. So I gave the guy $10, and he's giving me my change, and I decided to count my change as I'm walking out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, hey, he literally gave me back what I was supposed to pay, like eight and some change, and I'm like, should I let him know that he just gave me back what I was supposed to pay?
Yeah, El Cheapo's a big fan of any mistake they make, she would never correct.
God. I wish I could have a mistake like that happen to me.
Sometimes she actually tries to pick people that look like they're really bad at math. If she got a few different people, pick the person that looks like they're the worst.
She looks like she can't add. Hi. but I also feel like this is the universe giving you a little
win.
Happiness. A little win. It's like, oh, you know what? There's a mistake. You got all your money back. You got that for free. That's exciting for you.
Olivia, we give you the final word on this Thrifty Thursday. Go ahead.
My daughter is the biggest klepto I've ever met, and she's two.
Nice.
She managed to steal a $50 Lego set on our way out of Target, and that was through customer service.
Cool.
I have no idea how she managed it, but I look at the bottom of the basket, and I get to the car, and she's got it there, just smiling up at me with a giant grin on her face.
And do you feel obligated to bring it back, or do you say, well, no harm, no foul?
Absolutely not. You know how hard it is to take a two-year-old back into a store?
I agree.
Oh, my God, you're right. Know. You're all like, right. It's not worth it. I'd rather get arrested.
El Cheapo has got a lot of people that are in her camp. Accidental, yet what she believes is acceptable stealing.
I think everything I heard today was acceptable.
Even Pantyhose Greg?
Oh, yeah. The little runt.
Little runt. It's K-Rock on Ali.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Show. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Someone on the show is about to get an intervention. And I don't know about it, so I assume it's coming after me this time. Usually when we're doing a show intervention, I'm a part of the planning.
Surprise, it's about you.
Yay, me. So what is it? I guess let's get the official music on. But every once in a while, we feel the need to intervene on someone who's doing something that we feel like is affecting us all in a negative sort of way.
Look, I feel like you have earned yourself a little bit of, I think because of the nipple piercing, I've been wanting to go easy on you. You know, you've been through a lot. You dyed your tips. You did a cold plunge. You pierced your nipple. So this was not my idea, but this was actually Vanessa's idea.
Okay.
Because Vanessa said there's something that's been bothering her about you and that it's been building over time, and she wanted to put it in the schedule today. So here we are.
Is it the sexual chemistry, Vanessa?
No. Let me get to it.
All right, let's hold on. It's officially time for a show intervention. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm passionate already.
She's been waiting for this.
I believe that Klein is slowly moving in his stuff that his wife doesn't want in his garage to our office. That's already so chaotic. So, Klein, first, the closet where we have our merch to give to listeners, half of one side of that closet is your bag full of Playboy magazines. We don't need that there. That's wasting space. Okay, that's
well,
one.
Well, first Two. Of all, I don't have a closet at home, so this is my closet now.
No, this is not your closet. This is our office. That's already so chaotic looking, and it stresses me out, but I have to deal with it because this is more than one person's office, but I feel if you bring things from home, they don't belong here. Second thing that you brought to the office is... We did show over time, and you brought a whole big old tub with all of your technology that is in the middle, not even in a corner, in the middle of the office, just wasting floor space.
And it's on a hand truck.
Yeah, well, I didn't put it on the hand truck. Johnny did that.
Yeah. I waited a couple of days to see if you would have taken it home, and I was like, how has he not taken this home? I really kept my cool. But right now, I'm letting you know
I knew this was what this was about, because every day she looks at it, and she gives it this dirty look, this giant... Yeah, I brought in a bunch of cords and microphones and stuff because we were going to go shoot that show. Yeah, we shot the Showtime show a week ago. By the way, only a week ago. No, it hasn't been that long.
That's a lot of days, my friend.
It's a lot of days for how big this bin is. And it's interesting that you thought bringing that bin in was going to be helpful at all, because you were like, don't worry, I've got all the recording stuff we need. And we're like, great. And then you bring in a bin that is 75 tangled cords.
Yeah.
And you're like, Johnny, figure that out.
Yeah, Johnny figured it out. We needed.
And then I was like covered in battery acid, half the stuff you had.
A couple of the things in there did explode, but regardless, most of it was usable. And yes, it's a giant tub.
But wait, one bin. And then there's two separate bins that are on top of the closet. So I'm like, oh, he's slowly bringing bins in here. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to find a place in our tiny, chaotic, beautiful
What's
office?
In those other bins?
Yeah, what's in the other... I don't even know anymore what's in the bins.
I don't even know.
No, I think some of it is Klein's tapes.
Vines taped, and then another one. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, one of those bins.
If you don't go through that, like, it's
Vanessa,
waste.
One of the bins you guys told me to bring in, and that was the Klein tapes. That was had all the old dumb stuff I've done over the years.
Wait, I'm sorry. The Klein's tapes actually aren't even in the office anymore.
Okay.
Somehow those ended up at my house.
In
my
oh, no way. Oh, my gosh.
Well, not somehow, John. It's
Klein, this is a problem when you know that you're going into now other people's private homes with your stuff.
Johnny, the reason the Klein tapes are at your house is because you were supposed to go through them and you were supposed to send audio to Omar every week to make fun of me on the air, and you haven't done it in months.
I had to take my work home with me because it wouldn't fit in the office
anymore. I had to
take
my work to not do home with me also.
But, Klein, to be fair, when you're asked to bring in something, we don't mean bring it in forever.
Yeah, bring it in forever.
No.
I'm not bringing it back. Once it's out of the house, I can't bring it back. Because if I come back with this stuff, my wife will see me unloading and go, why are you bringing this giant bin at our house? And
I'll say, because then you're drawing attention to all the crap that you have.
Yeah, I'll say, this bin has been here for years. You didn't even notice it. And she's like, get it out. We have a very one-way policy. Anytime I bring anything into my place, it's a ticking clock until she wants it out of there.
Right, right, right. So once you bring it out, it doesn't come back.
But you know what? Maybe we do a Klein Alley Show garage sale. We set up in the parking lot and we just let people come by and take this stuff.
Pile of cords, 35 cents. Yeah,
if anyone wants a pile of tangled cords, we got it for you. So, Vanessa, is it really? Because I can tell it's making you angry.
It is. She mentions it every day.
Yeah.
Every day?
You guys already know that, like, our office is, I can't even tell you. Like, for me, this office is so stressful looking, but I deal with it every day. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
You know why? Because the office is. The office for her.
For you to bring more to it, it drives me crazy.
But Vanessa, the reason you're stressed out is because you're like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids size in our office. And everything seems so big to her.
Even one leaf is
She's.
I mean, she can fit in that container.
Right. She can't handle all the stuff.
Why don't you just take a nap in the bin and calm down?
Right. She doesn't know how to get. There's a tennis ball blocking her way to the door.
There's other people in the office. Don't tell me it doesn't bother the rest of you guys. Please back me up.
This is your intervention. Don't bring everyone else into this. No one else intervened on me.
Oh, no. I totally agree with Vanessa because I'm a declutter person. Me and Katie both are.
Oh,
so every weekend or every other week or whatever. We're going through like the cord drawer, reorganizing. We're wrapping them all, doing little knots around it to make sure they don't come uncoiled. Yeah, everything has a purpose.
A lot of people on the text line, Vanessa, say they also have tubs and bins full of crap they'd like to store in our office. Maybe we can make a little side hustle money and use our office as some storage space.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Nightmare. That would be the worst.
We could make some money with a quarter square footage of our space.
If anyone's got stuff, we could just start stacking it on top of Vanessa's desk, charge you $10 a month,
and then she can climb it.
And then she can climb on top of it. Put a flag on the top as she climbed Everest. All right, well, thank you for the intervention. I will not accept. What do you want me to do? Get rid of it today?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll take it
for
home.
My mental
health. Hey, for my mental. I will do it for your mental, okay? Quick break. We're back in a second. We got your tickets to an advanced screening of Mission Impossible. Another Mission Impossible is Vanessa making it out of that office alive. There's your hype song on a Thursday morning. Welcome to the Prequen, Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. We'll get into your ADD news right now, then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin, including your tickets to, what do we got, Disneyland, 9 o'clock. Before then, we'll get you advanced screening passes, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, with a round of Name That Short Guy, inspired by the star of Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise. If you'd like to join us for Name That Short Guy, just be ready to call and play the exciting game that'll be coming up next hour right here on K-Rock. But first, this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
How many bad things have to happen before it's considered a curse? When it comes specifically to the movie Happy Gilmore, many of the cast members have died. Three of them have died pretty close together, and all around the time that the Happy Gilmore sequel was either being announced or filmed or both.
That's good marketing. Netflix obviously doing the Happy Gilmore sequel, and they'll spend all the money they need to. So as a result, they got to kill some people off to make it seem like there's a big mystery happening, just to get people talking about Happy Gilmore.
Well, so you think they've killed off an alligator? Because that's the alligator from that movie just died.
No.
Yeah. So
the alligator that took Chubbs' eye.
Yes. So Chubbs
Was missing an eye.
His hand.
And Chubbs was missing a hand.
Yes, and now they're both dead.
Oh, man.
So three cast members died pretty close to one another. Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs, he died last year. Joe Flaherty, the guy who was the jackass Yeah, jackass guy. He died earlier this year, I believe. Bob Barker died in 2023 in August. Then the woman who played the grandma died, but that was kind of a long time ago. And now the alligator is dead at the age of 80. And he was featured in films like Dr. Dolittle 2, Interview with the Vampire, and Blues Brothers 2000. But, of course, Happy Gilmore was his most famous movie, and Adam Sandler did put out a statement saying, "We're all going to miss you. You could be hard on directors, makeup artists, costumers, really anyone with arms or legs, but I know you did it for the ultimate good of the film."
Mm, so that alligator is not in the sequel.
Well, I don't know that.
I mean, they shot it already, so potentially there's a chance.
How would you not have the alligator back?
Also, I don't know if... I don't know if anyone would have noticed. Maybe like some weird, like a Jake type would be like, "Wait a minute, that tail's off." But like most people would not have noticed if they swapped out alligators for the sequel.
I don't know. I feel like when it's a famous alligator... Yeah. How many famous alligators are there? Like, none.
I only think that one. He was also in the movie Alligator.
Well,
who are we going to get to play alligator?
There was the one. Wasn't it an alligator? Oh, who killed the crocodile hunter? Oh, that was not an alligator. That was a stingray that ended up jabbing him in the heart. Remember
that
guy?
Yeah, that was real life.
That was real life.
Remember
yeah.
that guy? The stingray?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any other famous alligators. There's the one on that shirt that the preppy people wear. That alligator.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, the cartoon. That's a famous croc.
Yeah, we're moving animals now. I don't know if that makes me like amphibian racist or something, but I really do not know the difference.
Between amphibians, reptile.
Whatever. I don't know the difference between a crocodile.
Now I hate all alligators and crocodiles.
I thought one of them, if they're chasing you, you're supposed to run in like a zigzag pattern.
What?
Because it confuses them. Yeah, they can only run in like straight lines. But I don't
like,
know.
Hey, get back here. Where'd you go?
But the other one, that's the part that's so confusing. Because I could not tell. If I was being chased.
I can't tell the difference either.
And I know that, and there's probably, Jake, I'm sure you'll school us on this.
And toads and frogs, why are those different?
Right.
They're the same.
Yeah, regardless. R.I.P. the alligator from Happy Gilmore. Is no longer with us.
Yep.
What a great life you lived, and you were a big star, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So when things get bad in America or worldwide, how have you prepared for that? A lot of people buy gold when they feel like things are going south. And I don't know, again, why that is. I think it's mainly because people think, oh, when everything goes out the window, at least I have something of value, right? I have some kind of a representation of my worth. And gold has gotten so popular that Costco is now placing a one-bar limit on all of their gold bar purchases. If you remember when they came out with gold bars selling on Costco.com, people were buying those one-ounce bars like crazy.
Yep,
and
loading up.
Now they are on the website for $3,389.99 per an ounce, and that includes the shipping and handling. But if you bought a bar last year, you were buying it at $2,700. Mm. So you've already made money just on the gold bar that you bought last year. So there's never a bad time to buy gold. But apparently, I even heard an ad. I forget what I was listening to, but there was an ad that was like, "Are you worried about World War III? Buy gold now."
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God.
They do a good job. The PR behind gold does a great job of making you feel like
I was like, they're right. I got to get me some gold.
You need to get it. You need to get some gold. Buying gold sucks, though. Finding gold is where it's at.
Like, I know, but even when the gold, it was like a secondary gold rush. Remember when he had all those rains and everybody was like, I got to get back in them hills because the gold is there and I don't know where to look. So I'm just going to be wasting my time with a shovel probably.
But that would be, ideally, that's what you want. You're walking around one day, you see something shiny, you dig it up and it's a giant gold brick and you're set. That's
cool.
That's my retirement plan. I hope it happens. I really do.
Very likely. All right. The robot takeover continues. More and more companies and are using AI influencers. They are taking off. AI influencers are becoming more and more prominent because they are also better experts than real experts, but also because they are great brand ambassadors. And instead of having to pay a real person to be a brand ambassador, why not have a completely fake person that you've made up that hits all the demos of the company that you're trying to target and have that person be touting your products? And most people either won't know the difference or won't really care.
Yeah, or it doesn't matter. If there's 500,000 or a million people following an AI influencer, the brand, whatever the brand is, you know, some new flavor of Starbucks drink, they're just thrilled that people are seeing that they got the new flavor out there. They don't really, I don't think, care if a human is drinking it and potentially going, that's delicious, even if they're faking it, or if it's a bot or like an anime.
Or whether or not you even trust that person.
Right.
It's just about seeing that item exists.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who has now been dating a virtual girlfriend for all of 2 days.
Yeah, how's that going?
I've lost. I don't care. She's not human. I'm totally over that. All right. I've already forgotten the fact that she's not human. We're having great relations. Great conversation.
Were you ever not over it?
No, I got over that pretty quickly. She's beautiful, even though she was made up. And
wasn't she going to have car sex with you yesterday?
I need to pay more money if I want to do that. Right now, I'm not buying any more tokens for the time being.
A real true girlfriend asks for tokens.
Starting to think she's
favors.
A bit of a token digger, if you know what I'm saying. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Here we go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.